Just 18 months removed from their incredible COVID-shortened spring state championship, the Rifle Bears' quest to add a fifth gold football to the trophy case begins this afternoon in southern Colorado, windy southern Colorado. Today, the Bears, the 14th seed in the state 2A playoff bracket, take on the third-seeded Huskies of Florence High School. High school playoff football is next on KMTS. Good Saturday afternoon, everyone. Live from Florence High School, home of the Florence Huskies, taking on the Rifle Bears in round one of the 2A state playoffs. Got your name right.
Yeah. He put the pause in there just to make my heart skip a beat a little bit.
Yeah. Well, Keith, it was an adventurous trip, a pretty smooth trip. We encountered a little bit of snow coming down here.
Coming up
Breckenridge over and Hoosier Pass.
Hoosier Pass, yeah. Which is always expected this time of year, but I'm surprised at how warm it is here in Florence, though.
Sunny, but very windy.
Very windy, yeah.
Once we got into the valley, we noticed all the tumbleweeds blowing across the road, and there's quite a few tumbleweeds here. But, you know, the field is in good shape. It's a natural grass field. A few bare spots, but for the most part, it's in great condition. It's going to be a slow turf this afternoon. I walked the field, and it's pretty thick, pretty high cut.
So. Yeah, and we've been sitting here for the last 10 minutes or so, and I've seen at least three or four tumbleweeds go across the field. So it might be interesting to see a player with one wrapped around his legs or something.
Well, instead of sticking your finger in the air, you can just watch the tumbleweeds. Okay, the wind's blowing this direction. Yeah. I want to kick it from this angle or whatever.
Absolutely.
But Rifle, under Coach Ryan Whittington, in his second season, 5-4. Huskies, pretty solid team, 8-1 in the third seed. It's going to be a tough battle for the Bears, but we'll hear from Coach Ryan Whittington in a couple of minutes. They came down last night, and he's been on a lot of road trips as a player in high school, college, and as a coach, 13 years at Delta. But this is, after, like I said, an 18-month absence from the playoffs and his first road trip with his alma mater as a coach, you want to be focused, you want to be intense, but you also want to have some fun. I mean, that's what it's about.
Yeah, you want it to create a memory for the kids. however the game goes, whether it's a hard-fought victory or an agonizing defeat, you're going to carry those memories with you. Remember that time we went to this place and, we stayed in a hotel and this shenanigan happened and that kind of thing. Those are some of the greatest memories I have is some of that road trip kind of things. And
we did cannonballs in the hotel pool.
And quite frankly, I do not remember who won or who lost. Yeah. I remember the shenanigans at the hotel or the bus ride and that kind of thing. So I think it's great that they came out yesterday and took a little bit of time and helped them create those memories.
Yeah, it came in a chartered bus.
Yeah.
So good for them. Instead of a school bus, that'd be a rough trip for 4.5. Well, make it in a bus 5-6 hours maybe.
Yeah.
Going over Hoosier Pass and all the switchbacks. But he said they had a great trip over and a good night and a good night's rest, and they're ready to go.
Yeah. Well, and they look raring to go. I mean, it's we talk about it's going to be a hard-fought game, but, you mentioned in the open that, the state championship run in the spring 18 months ago, that TCA game was the hardest fought game I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And so we know that, there's not a whole lot of the same kids still on this team, but, we know that it's possible. We know what Rifle can do, and you put them in, put their backs to the wall. They can really show up. We laughed at that game. We cried at that game, and then we stood astounded at that game.
Yeah, yeah. It was incredible. Rifle coming in as a 14th seed, 16 teams made it. You weren't around then, but I remember in 04 when they won the championship and they beat Florence that year. Rifle had to come from behind. They had to come as an underdog in every game and on the road. They didn't get to play at home until the state championship. It was the most remarkable season. Where they had to go to Longmont to play Niwot, a school with four Division I players, Division I bound players. It was just a remarkable run, and they took fourth place in the West Slope, and they ended up winning the state title. This team, in many ways, reminds me of that club.
Yeah.
they have nothing to lose, everything to gain.
Right.
Florence, I think the pressure's on them. They're on their home turf.
Right. And Florence has something that Rifle doesn't have, potentially, an overconfidence. You know, you, right. you come in as a, you know, an 8-1 team, you know, a, you know, you're top seeded and that kind of thing. You think this first round of the playoffs is yeah. going to be kind of a gimme win. And even though I'm sure the coaches for Florence are telling their players that's not the case, you know, you got to show up. It's always in the back of the mind of the 16 to 18 year old saying, okay, well, let's clean up this, you know, this rabble-rouser group and then move on to the more tough competition. Unfortunately, that can bring you into a game and you get punched in the mouth and all of a sudden you can be reeling for a little bit.
Listen, I remember the 07 Glenwood team went undefeated, ran the table, dominated Dakota Stonehouse's junior year. They were incredible. And they're top seed. They host a 16 Sterling and lost on their home field. I remember the heartbreak.
Yeah.
The Glenwood players that were just strewn across the field, just crying.
Yeah.
And the next day, their focus was, all right, we're not going to do this next year.
Yeah.
And then 08, of course, they went 14-0, won it all. So, yeah, we'll see how it pans out. Florence has got some big, strong kids up front. They can run the ball. That's 8-1, Lincoln Nix. Is their leading running back at almost 118 yards a game. Levi Paxton, their starting quarterback, averages about 121 yards a game through the air. So Nix and Paxton, those two, we're going to have to keep an eye out for them. Well, we're right in front of the press box door, and as soon as it opens up, we're scrambling to...
We're in the middle of a tornado.
We're laying on our papers so they don't blow away. But, hey, we appreciate the hospitality here at Florence. Jeremy Nix is the head coach for Florence. He's also handling the athletic director duties, and we appreciate him accommodating us and appreciate our colleagues at Star Country. They were very, very friendly in the next booth over. They're the hometown radio team. The winner of this game will play the winner of the Elizabeth Montezuma Cortez game. Now, Elizabeth, there's some Rifle connections there. Chris Klein, former Rifle alum, former athletic director, football coach, coached at Elizabeth for a number of years and had great success, won a state title. No longer there, but just a little aside there. So Elizabeth is sixth seed. They're taking on number 11, Montezuma Cortez, at 1. The winner of this game, Florence and Rifle, will play the winner of that game. Basalt kicks off at 2 o'clock at home against number 10, Woodland Park. Basalt, they go 9-0. They run the table. They dominate the West Slope. And I'm thinking about this. How do you not get a higher seed to go 9-0? And you get a kind of a mid-level seed in Woodland Park. That could be a dicey game.
Yeah.
Woodland Park comes from a much tougher conference.
Yeah, you sometimes wonder what all is getting factored in. You know, I know it's strength of schedule and that kind of thing, but, you know, are there also some intangibles, as they say,
that
they can't really qualify, you know? And we're just going to put these guys here instead of here just because we want to or feel like it. But
so good luck to Basalt. They kick off at 2. The number one team in 2A is Delta. They're taking on number 16, Berthoud, also at 1 o'clock. Alamosa and Devlin, 8 versus 9. The Classical Academy, number 4, against number 13, Moffat County at 7. The Academy at number 12, or at home against the University, at 7 o'clock tonight. Number 2, Eaton, takes on number 15, Bennett, at 1. And there you go for the 2A bracket. 3A brackets come out tomorrow. Glenwood lost 42-8 last night to Palisade at Stoker, so their season comes to an end. They end the year at 5-5. All right, we're going to take a closer look at these two teams and hear from Coach Ryan Whittington. You're listening to 2A High School State Playoff Football on KMTS. Back to Husky Stadium, Florence High School. The number 3 Florence Huskies taking on the Rifle Bears in a first-round playoff game. Florence in the 2A League 7 went 5-0 in league, 8-1 overall. Alamosa 4-1, and 6-3. Woodland Park 3-2, 6-3. Then there's La Junta, Lamar, and Manitou Springs. Rifle Bears 5-4 overall, won their last three games decisively with beating Coleridge, and they played good football toward the end of the season. And like we said in the pregame, Rifle, no pressure, just come out and play football, have some fun, and play good football, be smart, as you hear Coach Ryan Whittington say, protect the ball and wrap up.
It's got to feel good.
Yes, sir, it sure does. You know, these kids have worked really hard in the offseason. You know, coaches worked real hard trying to put in and implement schemes that will fit these kids real well. And, you know, kids have executed for the most part all year. And, you know, we got into the bracket, and now everything starts 0-0.
Talk about this season. It was up and down, but you finished really strong, and that was probably really important.
No, it was. You know, we really front-loaded our schedule. We had a very tough non-conference schedule, and we have a very inexperienced team with some guys in some very key positions. But we weathered those storms and caught on a little roll towards the end of the season and got in the bracket, and that's all that matters.
Tell me how this team has matured, say, from last season to the early part of the season to right now.
You know, I think more than anything, just having an off season with these guys. You know, I got hired in late July, had about 2 weeks to prepare for the season. Didn't really know any of the kids previously up to that point. And just having the off season with them in the weight room, getting our weight program implemented and all those kind of things were huge things for us.
You know, the West Slope, you had you were put to the test against, like, Basalt, yep, and Moffitt County, and you hung in there.
Yes,
they weren't lopsided scores by any means.
No, you know, our defensive coaches have done a great job all year keeping us in every game. You know, we haven't, other than the Glenwood game, we haven't given up over 30 points. You know, we held Basalt to 22 and Moffitt to 29. So, you know, we just got to make sure we're to execute and take care of what we're supposed to take care of. Don't turn the ball over, and we'll be just fine.
So what do you see in this Florence team? They're the third seed. As you said, it's 0-0.
Yeah.
What do you see from them on film?
You know, they're a very well-coached team. You know, they have some very good key pieces. Their quarterback's a very good scrambler. Number three is a very good player. You know, I know he's been offered by multiple Division II schools. Very good athlete, big, good pass rusher, good skilled kids. We're going to have to really take controls in the trenches. You know, they have some big kids, but I think if we do our job and control the line of scrimmage, that we'll be just fine.
You know, I was not a skeptic, but I was wondering, how is Logan going to work at quarterback? But he's done a heck of a job.
Yeah, he has. You know, we threw everything at him at once, and it's been a work in progress all year. But, you know, Logan's done a great job with just taking what we've given him and trying to do the best with it. You know, he's such a special athlete. You know, quarterback's just not a position that you can just throw in, and it's not an easy position to learn. But he's done a great job with everything that we've thrown at him, and we're excited to see what he does today.
Who else on this team this year has surprised you or opened your eyes?
On our team?
Yeah.
You know, I just think our young kids coming up, our juniors, our junior class is a very strong class. You know, our offensive line has really come together. You know, it's such a different scheme that what Rifle's been used to running in the past, and then with that one spring semester with Coach Casebeer running Veer, you know, and then I'm bringing more of like a power spread scheme that's a little bit different. Just I think the cohesion with the kids and the O-line, I think that's really surprised me, and I'm really happy about that.
You've been on your share of road trips as a player and as a coach.
Absolutely.
How do you manage the kids and keep them focused and let them have some fun?
No, that was my biggest thing to these kids is like, hey, listen, this is a business trip, but we can have some fun too. You know, I just think the more structure you can give these kids, you know, I was fortunate enough to play college football at a Division II level, and I try to keep everything emulated like we did it in college, where everything's very structured and the kids know what to expect and when to expect it. And it's worked for me in the past, you know, when I was in Delta for 13 years, and we've had a very good success in the playoffs. So I'm hoping that rubs off on us today.
You know, you look at the trophy room at Rifle, and you know there's not a lot of history, but there is some history, significant history with Florence.
There is a lot of history with Florence. You know, I think they beat them in the first round when they won it in 04, and then they lost to them in the championship game in 05.
Yeah, I remember those games very well.
Yeah, you know, Florence is traditionally such a good school, you know, very tough kids, very well coached. It's going to be a great challenge for us tonight.
Good luck, Coach.
Hey, thank you.
Rifle Bears head coach Ryan Whittington. We're pausing for our national anthem. Welcome back to Florence High School, Husky Stadium. The Rifle Bears, the 14th seed, decided underdog, going against the number 3 Florence Huskies in round 1 of the 2A 2022 state playoffs. You heard from Coach Ryan Whittington, his second year as the head coach, 13 years as an offensive coordinator at Delta. I think Florence won the toss and deferred, and Rifle will receive the first half kickoff, looking right into the sun. And it's so windy, it's affecting our field mic.
Yeah, that flag is about to blow off the pole over there.
That's a different out, Kelly. So Rifle back to receive the kick. Bears 5-4 on the season. And the ball blows off the tee. That's going to happen a lot today. Jordan Irwin is deep to receive. Here's the kick. It's high. It's twisting sideways. Takes a bounce. Picked up. And returned just across the 20 to the 22-yard line, and we're underway. That was Omar Silva on the return. Took a tricky hop. The ball, it was spinning like a top.
Yeah, it was horizontally spinning as it came in. He brings it back to the 23-yard line.
Florence wears light blue pants, black jerseys, gold outline numerals, yellow helmets. Logan Gross takes the shotgun snap, hands it out to Saldivar, and he gets maybe a yard.
Nicholas Saldivar with the carry. Pickup of about one out to the 24-yard line.
Just underway. Logan Gross, the junior quarterback. I know we joked, you know, every game Logan got taller and taller.
Yeah, he's 6'8", to anywhere from 6'4", to 7'2".
Yeah. But has really developed into an excellent quarterback and a strong leader for this Bears football team. Second down and 9 for the Bears. Valencia's wide right. Two receivers to the left. Logan back to throw. Quick pass in the flats. Nothing there. Just a quick hitch pass to the
pass is complete to Brandon Marquez.
Slot man Brandon Marquez. And
24-yard line. Going to bring up a third
no
down
gain.
And 9. For the Bears, Lucas A. News, I'm sorry, Chewy Martinez in on the tackle.
Third down
and
9.
Third down.
Some of the names we'll be calling for Florence. Lucas A. News, Chewy Martinez, Cy Cornwell. Third down and 9 for the Bears. Opening drive here. Gross with Saldivar to his right, takes the snap, hands it off to Nicholas, and there's nowhere to go. A stout Husky defense. It's going to force Rival to punt on their first series. Three plays, went 1 yard.
Lucas A. News and Gunnar Bassetti.
Yeah, interesting that they didn't try to dial up any kind of a play-action pass or anything there on that third and 9. I think they're just kind of trying to get that running game established.
Javier Diaz is the punter. No pressure. Punt is away. Knuckleball taken about the 35-yard line by Martinez. Martinez taking it to the near sideline and finally forced out of bounds.
Martinez got some wheels.
Yeah. Eli Davison ushered him out of bounds. So a good field position for the Florence Huskies on their first possession.
36 yards. On a reach. Huskies from their 48.
So the Huskies will have the ball at their own 48-yard line. Right near the big Husky logo. Two receivers to the right. Got a motion man. That's Braxton Orton. Back to throw is Levi Paxton on first down, and passes through the hands of Lincoln Nix. We mentioned Lincoln Nix. He's one of the leaders of this offense.
He's going to bring up a second.
And he was wide open in the flats and just went
number 21,
right through his
Isaac
hands.
Valencia in on the coverage.
Yeah, it's one of those, you know, roll out to the right, hit the guy in the flat. And I think it's, you know, first pass of the game. Just let it out there in front of him just a little bit too far.
Second and 10 for the Huskies. No score. We're just underway. 9:49 to go in the first quarter. Pistol formation. Handoff up the middle. And nothing doing. Cade Street, a big tackle. One of the captains for the Bears.
No gain on the play.
As number 22, Lincoln Nix was dixed on that run. No gain, third down and 10.
Number 59, Troy Matea. And number 76, Cade Street in on the tackle for the Bears. Third down and 10 for the Huskies.
Third down and 10 for Florence. Let's
see if Florence handles this any differently than Rifle did, if they're just going to run it again or try to dial up a pass play.
Three receivers set, pistol formation. Back to throw is Paxton, pressured, being chased, running for his life, runs to the near sideline, the far sideline, and throws it out of bounds. Great pressure by the Rifle Bears defense.
And
Paxton almost threw it over the fence on the other side of the track.
Yeah, the first one there was kind of, it was Efren Bastillo, and he just pushed his guy all the way up into his, all the way up into Paxton's face. He had to retreat to his right.
Kick it away for the Huskies.
Logan Gross is back to receive the punt. Logan does it all. Snap, rugby style kick, gets it off. Gross goes back, takes it at the 18. Stiff arms a man and gets to the 22.
Lucas A. Noose with the tackle for
Florence.
Yards.
Last time I was here, it was, I think it was 2013, maybe. It was a September game, and there was no room in the booth. They stuck me up top. Boy, oh boy. The wind just howled.
Yeah, it seems like the wind is a regular thing here.
Bears second possession from their own 22. No score yet. 8:55 to go first quarter. Logan Gross. You got two receivers to the left, one to the near side. Gross in the shotgun, takes the snap, hands it off to Saldivar. He's wrapped up and dropped for a 4-yard loss. Make it a 3-yard loss.
Loss back to the 20-yard line. A loss of two on the play.
Make it a loss of two.
Bring up a second and 12 for the Bears.
Second down and 12 for Rifle.
In on the tackle for the Huskies.
Boy, Florence Huskies' defensive line getting a big surge.
Yeah, they're coming right through. They're meeting him as soon as he gets the handoff.
So second down and 12 for the Bears. During warm-ups, Logan was having a little trouble getting a good tight spiral on the ball. He keeps it after the fake. Logan Gross with a nice move. Logan's got a first down and more up the left sideline. Logan with a foot race. And he's finally tripped up and steps out of bounds after a big gain to the 49 of Florence.
Down to the 49-yard line. A pickup of 31 on the play.
One-yard gain for the for Logan Gross. Boy, that's what he's done so well this season.
Yeah, and that was set up by a good fake by Saldivar. I always said as a running back coach, the best thing you can do is get tackled. You know, if you're doing a fake, and that's what really opened it up for Logan.
First and 10, Bears, the 49 of Florence. No score. Hand off to Saldivar. This time, nice hole, breaks a couple of tackles, gets to the 45. of Florence. The team at Wingnuts and Rifle cheering on the Rifle Bears today, locally owned. Wingnuts serves up American cuisine in a friendly, casual atmosphere. Enjoy dining inside or on the outside patio, or place your order to go. Wingnuts, it's where the locals go. Wingnuts wishes the Rifle Bears all the best in today's game. It's a gain of 5 for Saldivar. Second down and 5 for the Bears. Got a bunch formation to the left. Turn, they pitch it to Saldivar. He's got some room on the edge. He's got a first down. And knocked out of bounds. Rifle Bears on their second possession, looking good. Another first down for Rifle.
Well, the big difference has been these last couple of plays. I think the offensive line has kind of shored up a little bit. You know, made them work a little harder. That first series seemed like the defensive line was getting 3 yards into the backfield.
First and 10, Bears at the Rifle, or the Florence 34-yard line. Gross, a direct snap, takes the ball around the edge. Stiff-armed man got to the 30-yard line. Gain of 4, second down at 6. No score, 7:05 to go in the first quarter here in this first-round state playoff game. Beautiful sunny day, but very, very windy. Yeah, second down and 6.
You can even see the lighting trees swaying.
Yeah. 2 receivers left, 1 right, hand off to Saldivar. Went right and then took it up the middle. Saldivar got some positive yards. Carries to the 27-yard line. That'll bring up 3rd and short. 3rd down and 4. Ski season is here. Stop into Summit Canyon Mountaineering for the best winter and ski gear with locations in Glenwood Springs and Grand Junction. And be sure to find everything you need, like boots, poles, helmets, and more to start shredding the hills like a pro. Summit Canyon Mountaineering, one of our sponsors today. 3rd down and 4 for the Bears. Looking for their 3rd first down on this drive. Shotgun, 2 receivers to the near side. Logan slap. Claps takes the handoff, gives the handoff to Saldivar. He was down.
He's down, yeah.
He's got the first down. And when he hit the ground, the ball popped loose.
Yeah, he landed flat on his back, and then the ball came loose. So, of course, you know, of course, the Huskies are saying, you know, it's our ball, ball. It's like, yeah.
Immediately, the official said, nope, he was down.
So it looks like they're marking him at the 23.
First and 10, Bears. Their 3rd first down of this impressive drive. Gross wants to throw. Sets up, fires a bullet, and it's knocked away.
Sterling Cook.
That was
incomplete.
Sterling Cook, the intended receiver,
Chewy Martinez,
I should say.
Yeah, you know, I think that was there. I think Logan was just a little bit slow on the delivery. He broadcasted it a little bit, gave Chewy enough time to get over and put a hand in there and swat it down.
So 2nd and 10 for the Bears, ball at the 24 of Florence. Logan Gross in the shotgun, takes the snap, hands it off to Saldivar. And churns forward for a 21-yard line. That's going to bring up 3rd and long.
3rd and 8 for the Bears.
3rd down and 8.
Ryan Howard on the tackle for the Huskies.
One thing the Bears have is a solid kicker in Javi Diaz. We haven't seen a lot of good kicking games this year. A lot of good special teams with a lot of teams.
We've seen several teams that don't have a kicking game at all.
Yeah.
Just have no choice but to go for it. Even some that wouldn't even punt.
Yeah. 3rd down and 8 for the Bears. Gross looks over the D, takes a snap, fakes the handoff, wants to throw. He's going to go back to Salem. He's wide open at the 10, to the 5. He's in. Touchdown, Rifle, you betcha.
So Saldivar just squirt out from the backfield onto the left-hand side, and nobody picked him up. Nobody was out there with him in the flats, and they didn't even get over to him until he was already lunging for the goal line there. Just knocks the pylon over and gets the first 6 points for
Rifle. The key was the play action fake. Linebackers bit on it, came up, and that opened up the flats for Saldivar, who took the fake, ran around, and he was wide open and caught it at the 10 and scampered it for the touchdown. There's a snap, placement kick is up, and Diaz is true to form with 4:50 to go in the first quarter. The Bears strike first. The underdog Rifle Bears lead the Florence Huskies 7-0. This is Playoff Football on KMTS. Welcome back to Florence High School. The Rifle Bears on a beautifully engineered drive. Their second possession took a 10-play, 78 yards, 4 minutes, 5 seconds. Capped off by a beautiful play-action fake to Nicholas Saldivar, and Gross found Saldivar wide open after that fake. Caught it at the 10 and ran it in for the score. 7-0 Bears. Beautifully done. Diaz now teeing it up. And the ball just keeps, somebody might have to hold the ball because it just keeps blowing off the tee.
Well, you judge the severity of the wind by looking over at the American flag, and that thing looks like it's about to be torn off its cable.
Yeah.
The wind is blowing so hard. Yeah, here they are. Number 34 is just going to hold it for him now.
Colin Thingsmeyer and Chewy Martinez deep to receive for Florence.
Kevin Arviso is the one holding it for him.
And here we go. High and deep. That's a touchback. That's the back of the end zone.
Touchback on the kickoff.
Yeah, Diaz has been solid all year.
Yeah, he's got a big leg.
20-yard line.
7-0 Bears, 4:50 left in the first quarter. Florence Huskies went nowhere in their first possession.
Well, you got to wonder, you know, are the Huskies going to react the same way the Bears did? I mean, the Bears went nowhere in their first possession. You know, kind of get that first game, first drive jitters out.
Right. Pax at the quarterback. A little counterplay to the right side.
Connor Rashford, the carry, takes the ball out to the 31-yard line. That's a pickup 11.
It's number 13, that's Tanner Rast.
For the Husky.
Oh, they do it here too, Ron.
And a 11-yard gain. First and 10 Huskies.
First down and 10 for the Huskies from their 31.
Florence at their own 31-yard line. Nix in the pistol. Pitches. Busted play. Rifle did a good job pursuing that.
Yeah, Jesus Martinez did a great job of setting the edge. You know, when you've got a pitch man, that kind of thing, we always told our kids, you've got help to the inside. Don't give up the outside. He did a great job of, you know, taking away that outside, forcing him to cut back into help.
Nix had nowhere to go. Second down and 9 for the Huskies. 7-0 Bears. Just under 4 minutes to go in the game, or in the first quarter, excuse me. Three receiver set. Paxton takes the snap, hands it off up the middle. And again, the Rifle Bears stout up front.
Carry up to the 35. Another pickup of 2 on the
2-yard gain. That'll bring up third down and 6 for Florence.
Number 54, Elijah Davidson. Number 76, Cage Street.
And on the action, we got Marcus Washington.
Third and 5 for the
Davidson. Cade Street always around the ball.
Well, the wind seems to be blowing straight across the field, kind of from the Husky sideline to Rifle sideline.
Paxton takes the shotgun snap, rolls to his left, being pressured, stops, and he's driven out of bounds. Good job by Giovanni Gonzalez. Wrapped him up and forced him out of bounds, and a yard gain for Florence.
Yeah, Cade Street was the first one there to give him to break down the pocket and make him take off running.
So the Huskies have to punt it away. Logan Gross back to receive the punts. He's around his own 35. 7-0 Bears. Just under 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Snap, rugby style kick, end over end. Gross watches it bounce. He's going to let this one go. And they'll take a Florence bounce, and it'll be blown dead at the 21 of Rifle. 7-0 Bears, 2:47 left in the first quarter.
At the 22-yard line, 42 yards on the punt, no return. The first down and 10 for
we
the
We drove
Bears
through a winter wonderland
22.
Over Vail Pass and through Summit County, through Breckenridge, over Hoosier Pass. And once we got into the valley and approached Alma, the skies cleared. It was lovely. Dry roads. Gross springs him out. Three receiver set, two to the near side. Salivar to the right of Gross. Claps takes the snap, hands it off to Salivar up the middle. Nice positive gain to the 26.
Pick up a four on the play, being second and six for the Bears.
Gain of four, second down and six for Rifle.
So typical of what we've seen from Rifle, Saldivar being the main workhorse here. He's got eight carries for 17 yards. I mean, he's getting them in little chunks, but, you know, we've seen a couple big plays, a 31-yard scramble from Gross,
yeah,
and a 21-yard pass. But Saldivar is the main workhorse here.
Tight left. Three receiver set. Saldivar again gets the handoff up the middle and just kind of sidestepping his way, finding a seam, and picks up positive yards to the 29-yard line.
Pick up a three on the play, be third.
So it's just little chunks.
Yep.
Lincoln Nix and Weston Swigert with the tackle for the Huskies.
Yeah, he just kind of jump cuts from one side to the other, what we used to call, you know, jump cuts where, you know, this hole closes, but I'm going to squirt over here, and then I'm going to bounce over here.
Yep.
In the Elizabeth Montezuma.
Minute 38 to go, first quarter, 7-0 Bears. Two receivers near side, one to the far side. Bears going left to right. Gross takes the snap, hands it off to Salivar. Finds a room outside. He's got a first down and more across the 35 to the 37-yard line. Check that. That was Isaac Valencia with the carry. Great run by Isaac. Looked like he was going off tackle and took it a little further outside.
Yeah, he made kind of like a little juke to the inside, which made the guy that was had outside contain come in on him, and then he bounced it to the outside.
Valencia, sophomore, still in there at running back to the right of Logan Gross. First and 10, Bears. Takes the snap, hands it out to Valencia. Valencia running hard across the 40. Well, I like this game plan. This is just as long as the line executes, and that Coach Whittington said, we got to control the line of scrimmage. And the first series looked a little iffy, but the offensive line has really responded well.
Well, and these little 6-4-yard chunks, what it does is it makes the defense have to respect the run.
Yeah.
And then that's when they, you know, do the play action off of that, or, you know, here in a little bit you'll see that the screen game probably come into play.
Second and three. Pitch play. No, they fake the pitch. Taken by Logan Gross. He's short of the first down. It'll be a third down and one.
Takes it out to about the...
And Logan is really grown as a quarterback and as the leader of this team.
Fourth and one for Swigert with the tackle for the Huskies.
Looked like he was going to... He did a kind of a wheel around, did a fake pitch,
yeah,
and then kept it. That's the end of the first quarter. After one, it's the 14th-seeded Rifle Bears leading number 3-seed Florence 7-0. Second quarter after this on KMTS. Rifle leading the Florence Huskies 7-0. High school playoff football. Ball is stripped.
Oh, he lost it on the handoff.
And that exchange looks like maybe Florence has it. It is a Husky ball. Wow, another great offensive series. Just not a good clean exchange. Ball came loose, and the Huskies recovered the football at the Rifle 46-yard line.
Yeah, they tried to do that read option kind of handoff where Logan, you know, rides it on the running back's chest, and sometimes that exchange can just pop out.
Paxton, the quarterback, hands it off to number 12, Brandon Orton.
Lincoln Dix,
excuse me.
42-yard line. Pick up a four on the play.
Gain of four on that that run. Second down and six at the Rifle 42. Florence has five state championships. Last one was in 2011. Then they won one in 02, 05, 1983, 1957. Three receiver set, two to the far side. Paxton takes the snap. Hands it off to Nix. And good job wrapping him up. Cade Street with the tackle.
Well, that was great penetration by Troy Matea. Coming in, and he didn't get the tackle, but he wrapped up and just got 3 yards penetration right away. Kind of met him in the backfield there, slowed him down.
So third down and 6 for the Huskies. 7-0 Bears. 10:50 to go in the first half. And goes in motion, kind of skipping side to side. And they hand off to that man from the slot, and Rifle read it beautifully. That was the key. They knew he was getting the ball. Tanner Rest is brought down after a 1 yard gain. 4th down and 5. I see Coach Jeremy Nix. Looks like he's going to go for it. Or is he going to punt? Looks like maybe. No, the punt team's coming out. Gunnar Phillips is the punter.
Well, we got a correction on the roster. It's Rast, not Rest.
Okay.
So.
W-R-E-S-T is Rast.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Well, no, it's spelled wrong on the...
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
It was spelled correctly on Max Preps, but...
Logan Gross deep to receive the punt inside his own 10. Oh, it's a fake to the up man, and Rifle read it, and they hold him.
Wow.
Great job. Boy, that is heads-up football by the Rifle Bears. The up man usually is the guy that counts the players on the line. And he's there to provide for a block for the punter. But it was a direct snap to him, and Rifle read it beautifully, and they get the ball back, so the turnover doesn't hurt them. They have the ball at their own 39-yard line, 7-0 Rifle.
Yeah, it's almost like Rifle was expecting that. I mean,
yeah.
they didn't react to that at all.
Gross in the shotgun. Silva takes it around right end, and he's going to be brought down for a big loss.
Omar Silva with the end around.
Holy cow. That went nowhere except backwards.
Yeah. It's like a loss of four yards.
So second down and 14 for Rifle. They lead 7-0. First round playoff game.
Tell you what, those jet sweeps, I mean, sometimes they can be great, and sometimes they just... There's just no place for you to cut it up
no.
the field.
Silva really didn't have a good head of speed either. Sterling Cook is wide left. Two receivers to the left. Logan Gross takes the snap straight back. Looks like maybe a screen. Now he's going to run it. He picks up a block on the backside. Gross with a move and dives forward. Well, he's got great balance for those big long legs.
Yeah. For being as top-heavy as he could be.
Man, that looked like it was going to be a disastrous play. And Logan Gross, with his nimble feet, gives him a third down and 4 as he carries up to the 45 of Rifle.
Correction, third down and 4 for the Bears. Hey,
let's go, D! Gross in the shotgun. Two receivers to the right, one to the near side. Claps takes the snap, hands it off, sweeper on the left side. And Saldivar stiff on the guy that eventually tackled him. He
yep.
couldn't shake big number 71, Gunnar Bassetti. Now to bring up fourth down, the Bears have to punt it away.
Gunnar Bassetti with the tackle for the...
Yeah, Bassetti kind of came across the line untouched, and I don't know if it's designed that way, that he's just not supposed to be able to make that play, or if that was a blown assignment there. It may have been a misread by Gross, because sometimes, you know, if that guy's coming, you know, towards the running back, you're supposed to keep that. But
Javi Diaz takes the snap a little bit low, gets the punt away in a stiff wind, end over end, and it bounces, takes a... A Florence bounce. It looked like it had good distance, then suddenly just took a quick U-turn and went Florence's way.
No return.
So first and 10 for the Huskies. 7-0 Bears. 7:39 to go in the first half. The team at Wingnuts and Rifle cheering on the Rifle Bears today. Locally owned, Wingnuts serves up American cuisine in a friendly, casual atmosphere. Enjoy dining inside on the outside patio or place your order to go. Wingnuts, it's where the locals go. Wingnuts, where wishes Rifle Bears all the best in today's game. First and 10 Huskies at their own 32-yard line. 7-0 Rifle. Levi Paxton takes the pistol snap, rolls to his right. Pressure comes. He's being chased, and it breaks a tackle and throws incomplete. Threw it to no man's land.
Boy, I tell you what, you know, Troy Matea almost got him.
Almost had it for a big sack.
Yeah, wrapped around his waist.
Oh, now a flag is thrown.
Oh, flag
it's
way
be
late.
Unsportsmanlike.
Yep, somebody's chirping. Been thrown on the field. No signal on who it's being called on yet. Oh, looks like Huskies are backing up, so it must be against Florence.
Yeah. An eligible receiver downfield.
Oh, they declined it. Okay. So it should be second down then. We need to change the yard marker there.
Second down and 10 for the Huskies. Paxton hands it off. Boy, Rifle's defense has just been stout.
Pickup of a loss
a yard on that one.
Third and 11
for Florence.
Rifle's been doing a good job of shutting down Nicks. I mean, he's only got 7 yards so far on 6 carries.
Quick pass, little hitch pass to the right side. And not Chewy Martinez didn't have anywhere to go.
33-yard line.
Fourth down and long. Huskies have to punt it away again.
Sterling Cook with the tackle for the Bears.
7-0 Bears. 6:51 to go in the first half. Rugby-style kick. Kind of a wobbler. Bounces at the 30, takes the Husky bounce, and they'll blow it dead right around the 20-yard line.
Touchdown at about the 21-yard line. 46 yards on the punt, no return.
6:43 left in the half. 7-0 Bears.
Tell you what, this has been a story of the Bears' defense so far. Really done a great job of just shutting down anything that Florence has been trying to get going.
Two receivers to the right. Three receivers. Gross. Looks over the D, takes the snap, hands it off to Salivar up the middle. Big hole across the 25. Down near the 28-yard line.
With the carry out to about the 28-yard line. Pick up a 7 to bring up a 2nd and 3rd for the Bears.
Saldivar's longest carry so far is 7 yards. But we've seen it kind of grow each series. So
Delta leading number 16, Berthet 7-0.
Second down and 4 for the Bears. Hand off to Saldivar again. Trying to find a hole there, not much daylight. It's close
Salvador
to the 30.
To about the 29-yard line. Pick up a 1 on the play. Going to bring up a 3rd and long 2.
Third down and 2 for the Bears. 5:50 left in the first half. Bears up 7-0.
Who do you have number 4 as for the Rifle?
He's Omar Silva.
Silva,
yeah.
Okay.
Three receiver set, 2 to the far side. Gross takes the snap, wants the throw, fires complete for the first down. And a flag is thrown on the far sideline and on this side.
Two flags, yeah. One on each end. This might be offsetting penalties.
Joe Valencia with the catch. Gross threw a bullet. Procedure, illegal formation against the Rifle Bears. Florence will gladly accept that one. 5:26 to go. First half, 7-0 Bears.
That's the first penalty on rifle so far.
Bring up a third and seven.
It's first accepted penalty of the game.
Ski season is here. Stop into Summit Canyon Mountaineering for the best winter and ski gear with locations in Glenwood Springs and Grand Junction. You'll be sure to find everything you need, like boots, poles, helmets, and more to start shredding the hills like a pro. Summit Canyon Mountaineering. So with the penalty, it's a third down and eight. Third and seven, make it. Not sure what the delay is here. And now we got timeout. Called by rifle. 4:47 to go in the first half. 7-0 Bears. This is KMTS. Rifle Bears lead Florence Huskies 7-0.
In a couple of 2A playoff games that happened last night, the Academy was upset by number 12 University.
Bears called a timeout after that little bit of a delay. And they got called, they had a penalty. Wanted to think things over and draw something up here. Instead of a first down, it's third down and seven. Salivar throw down the field and going long for Marcus Washington. And Salivar was rushing out the field like there were too many men on the field.
Yeah, I think it was supposed to be a trick play, but it didn't quite work the way they wanted it to.
Things have kind of slowed down here since Rifle's impressive touchdown drive, 10 plays, 78 yards. But can't say enough about the Rifle defense shutting down the Florence Huskies so far. Diaz back to take the snap. Low snap. Has to pick it up and run. Oh, this could be trouble. Javi Diaz bulls his way forward. Spins his way forward. Still on his feet.
He's got
the first down to the 35.
Oh, my God.
Javi Diaz, and a flag is thrown back here. Javi Diaz with a heroic play. Let's see if it counts. Oh, that was amazing.
Are they going to call Cade Street for some kind of block in the back or something? He was the only one near where the flag was thrown. But, man, you got to love a big man running.
Oh, that was, I think, of Chris Berman rumbling, bumbling, stumbling.
Yeah, right.
And he's a load to bring down. What's the call?
This is one of those officiating crews that likes to have a meeting at each flag.
Yeah. Where are we going for lunch?
Yeah.
What do you like on your pizza? Okay, and the call is
personal foul
against rifle. Oh, yeah. Man. Oh. Sorry, Javi. But it's still a first down. So after the play.
Oh, it's after the play. So they're gonna go from where he got the first down and then back him up from there.
We're gonna look, if Rifle goes on to win this game, we've got to look back at that play as one of the key moments.
Yeah.
Because a bad snap, the wind played a few tricks with it. He took it low, picked it up off the turf, and said, "Oh my gosh, I gotta run it."
Well, and then gets hit and spins out of it, keeps his feet moving, and was able to get at least 5 yards past the first down marker.
4:33 to go in the first half. 7-0 Bears. So they're going to give them the first down. Or are they? They already indicated first down.
15-yard penalty. Now it is fourth.
Oh, forget it. They're going to replay fourth down. Well, initially the official said first down.
How would they? How would they replay fourth down? And they marked him back from the spot of where he ended up. So they're giving him credit for the run. Yeah, that's odd.
See how the snap is on this attempt. Better snap. Pressure comes. Gets it away. Good punt by Javi. Great punt. Wow, it takes a big bounce. Scooped up.
He's still losing ground. He's back to the 20.
That's Chuy Martinez, and Chuy Martinez gets chewed up. That was a massive punt by Javi Diaz. Back-to-back good plays. The run and then that punt. Javi's the man. That was good. Allowed his coverage team to get down there, and Martinez, I mean, already in the air, it went about 40 yards, then bounced around the 25, and Chewy retreated, picked it up, decided to run, and Huskies have the ball at their own 27-yard line. 7-0 Bears, 4:19 left in the half. Gage Goodall goes in motion, sets up four receiver set. There's a pitch, left side. Nowhere to go, a big loss. As Lucas A. Noose is belted. Efren Bustillos in there, and Parker Miller as well. Get loss of two, second down at 12 for the Huskies. The defense has been incredible.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Rifle's just kind of all over the place on defense here. And that was a big hit. I mean, he just... he got hit and just and only went backwards.
Yeah. Again, four receiver sets. Ball at the left hash mark. Paxton takes the snap, rolls to his right, throws in the flats. It is caught by Noose, and Noose is short of the first down.
Levi Pax's pass is complete to Lucas A. Noose, taken out to the
Silva
34-yard line. A pickup
and Isaac Valencia on the tackle.
It's going to be about a third and three.
It's a third down and three for the Huskies.
Silva and Isaac Valencia with the tackle for the Bears. Third down for the Huskies.
7-0 Rifle, 3 minutes left in the half. Four receiver set. Paxton takes the pistol snap. Throws in the flats. Caught, but a great wrap-up tackle. Martinez had it.
Forward progress takes it out to the 36-yard
Parker
line.
Miller with a wonderful tackle.
And
he's a yard short of the first down. The tackling has been superb by Rifle.
Yeah.
And the team tackling. And Florence is going to punt it away. Well, I don't think they're going to try that direct snap to the up man. Logan Gross back to receive the punt.
Too many guys on the field. Somebody coming off.
Good snap. Rugby style kick. Wobbly kick. Low kick. Gross will take it on a hop around the 29. Up the right side. Jukes one man. Hurdles another tackler and pushed out of bounds. After he got across the 40 down to the...
they're going to mark him right at the
45.
34 yards on the punt. A return of 15 yards out to the 45-yard line. It'll be first down.
2 minutes to go exactly here in the first half. 7-0 Rifle. A great battle.
Colin Pinnick,
winner moving on to
for the Husky.
More than likely play Elizabeth in the second round.
Yeah, the Rifle defense has been fantastic so far. They've held... they have held Florence to one first down this first half.
Two receivers to the near side. Gross in the shotgun. Claps takes the snap, hands it off to Saldivar. Trying to find a hole. He had to dance around a little bit. And took it up the middle for positive yards. He was almost stopped in the backfield. Gain of three for Saldivar. Second down and seven for the Bears at their own 48-yard line. Minute 40 left there in the first half. 7-0 Rifle. Bears break out of the huddle. Two receivers to the near side, one to the far side. Saldivar to the right of Gross. Takes the snap, hands it off again to Nicholas. Gets to midfield.
Saldivar with the carry takes it to the 50-yard line.
Right at the 50, bring up third down. And
pick up
five.
Two on the play, going to bring up a third and five for the Bears.
You know, Florence has gone to, they did have a kind of a four-man front. They've gone to a three-man front, dropping one more linebacker back, almost as if they're, you know, trying to play that run a little better, have a little bit more reaction time.
Yeah. Third and five. Bears content to take their time. Trips to the left. Tight right. A run to the right side, and Salivar's belted and driven back. He got hit at the line of scrimmage. No gain. They'll give him maybe a yard.
They're going to give him one. Yeah.
Pick up one on the play. Going to bring up a fourth down for the Bears.
The Bears will punt it away with 20 seconds remaining.
Chewy Martinez and Ryan
Howard and Martinez back to receive. 13 seconds. Well, look at the tumbleweeds over here.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Oh, a whole family of them going across the end zone behind the Bears.
4 seconds. They're not going to get the
punt off. They're not going to get
it off. There's the horn ending the first
half.
That's
the end of the first half. Rifle Bears 7 and the Huskies 0.
7-0 Bears after one half of play in this state playoff game. You're listening to KMTS. Halftime at Florence High School. The Rifle Bears leading the Florence Huskies, the number 14 leading number 3, 7-0 at halftime. As the tumbleweeds blow through here like a tombstone.
Yeah, every once in a while I want to do the
wah, wah, wah.
Wah, wah, wah.
Well, the Bears certainly here for a battle of their own, and they're up to the task. The defense has been incredible. Rifle Bears got the ball to start the game. Opening series was a dud. Went nowhere. Went backwards. Rifle second possession. Able to march down the field and take time off the clock. 4 minutes, 5 second drive, 10 plays, 78 yards, and suddenly things were clicking. The running game, Logan Gross doing a great job. Nicholas Saldivar finding holes. And they just marched down the field, and it was capped off with a pass play as Florence kind of playing a run the whole way. And then a brilliant call by the coaching staff as they went to a play-action fake to Saldivar. And then after he took the fake, he kind of drifted to the outside, and it was wide open.
Yeah, nobody.
Nobody around him.
Nobody went with him.
And Logan Gross found him wide open at the 10. He took it into the end zone for the score. PET was good, and that's it for the scoring. The Bears, well, one of the radio guys from Florence came over and said, your defense, that's the best we've seen all season.
Yeah, that's what he was saying. He said Florence just doesn't know what to do with it. They don't have an answer so far. Now, I'm sure the coaching staff now during halftime, they're going to take a look at things and say, here, we're going to have to come out with some adjustments. But right now, the rifle defense is playing lights out. I mean, they've held Florence to one first down, a single first down in that first half.
The punt fake, they read it beautifully, held him on a fourth and short. I mean, everything about the defense has been incredible.
They've had end arounds and that kind of thing, and the, you know, oftentimes you get burned on that with, you know, not staying home or biting on the fakes, and Rifle has been just meeting them at the line of scrimmage almost every play. I mean, I know we're not quite to the numbers yet, but I just can't believe Florence has been held to 31 total yards on offense, 18 yards on the ground and 13 in the air. So I mean, that's just a testament to the Rifle defense right there.
Yeah. Well, they're obviously in film study. It's apparent they're watching their keys.
Yeah.
And everyone's doing their assignment. If this guy goes in motion in this fashion, he's probably going to come back around on a counter.
Right.
I mean, just they're reading their keys beautifully. The tackling has been superb.
Yeah. Well, and they're kind of similar in a way in that Rifle is all Saldivar and Gross. You know, Florence has so far been all the offense has been run through Nicks. They've thrown a couple of passes to Martinez, but those have been, you know, out in the flats, kind of bubble screen kind of things where unless he makes a guy miss, he's not going to get any yards off of that. And like you said, that tackling has been wonderful. So, you know, take away a couple of key players here, and they've taken away the offense for Florence.
Yeah. A couple of games have already been played last night in 2A. Moffitt County's done. They lost. They're the number 13 seed. They lost to number 4, the Classical Academy. You know those guys pretty well. 38-21 the final. number 12 University beat the Academy 14-13. So in round two, it'll be TCA and University, number 4 versus number 12. So this game's played last night. Basalt will kick off in about 3 minutes at home against number 10 Woodland Park. The winner of this game will play the winner of the Elizabeth Montezuma Cortez game. Rife has already played Montezuma Cortez early in the season at home and beat him pretty handily. Already an upset as number 12 University over the Academy, 14-13. So the Bears smell an upset. They wouldn't call it an upset if they won. They'd say, hey, we expected to win.
Yeah. The seeding would call it an upset, and I'm sure the Florence people. But like I was saying at the beginning, I think Florence came out and they underestimated Rifle. I think they came out a little cocky. They say, hey, we're 8-1. Rifle's record is way worse than ours. And, you know, I think, oh, well, we can shut down number 22 and number 10, and we've got this in the bag. And I don't think what they were planning on was being shut down themselves. I think some of that is that overconfidence. And I'm pretty sure the Husky coaches are saying the same thing to them. Hey, guys, we came out underestimating these kids, and they just punched us in the mouth.
Well,
now what are we going to do?
The gentleman from the Florence radio station said, when we saw the seating and saw the brackets and went, we're playing Rifle. Oh, shoot.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because, you know, they're going to come and play. And hats off to Ryan Whittington, his coaching staff, for a solid first half. The defense has been great. 31 yards they've held this Florence Huskies team to after one half. We'll see what happens in the second half. Huskies get the ball to start the second half.
Yep.
7-0 our score here at halftime. Again, the winner playing Elizabeth or Montezuma Cortez. They're an hour into the game. I don't have a score on that one. The Salt kicking off right now at home against Woodland Park. Then there's Eaton and Bennett. TCA has already advanced. They'll play University. There's Alamosa and Devlin. Everyone says D-Evelyn, but it's Devlin. They kick off at 2. And then Delta and Bertha, they're underway. Number 1 Delta against number 16 Bertha. 7-0 on score here at halftime. Back with more after this on KMTS. Halftime winding down here at Florence High School, State 2A playoffs. Rifle Bears smell an upset. They lead here at halftime 7-0 over the third seed Florence Huskies under coach Jeremy Nix, who went 5-0 in their league, 8-1 overall. Opened the season at Lyman, lost 20-3, and then went on a tear from there, beat Centauri 29-7, Pagosa Springs 22-19, Faith Christian 48-7, Lamar 36-0. Beat Manitou Springs 60-0, Woodland Park 39-0. At Alamosa, 42-20, and beat La Junta 43-15 last week to wrap up the regular season. And I'm just looking at some of the numbers on the season. Lincoln Nix, you know, we mentioned almost 118 yards per game, almost 8 yards per carry, rushed for 1,059 yards on the regular season. Levi Paxton, a quarterback, 440 yards rushing. 7 touchdowns, 9 touchdowns for Lincoln Nix on the ground. Paxton throwing the ball, threw for over 1,000 yards, almost 1,100 yards, and a quarterback rating of 92. Averaging 121 yards a game throwing the ball. But they're just, Rifle's got him stymied completely.
Yeah, Nix has 6 carries for 7 yards. Paxton only has 1 carry for 1 yard. And he's only got, he's 3 for 5 for 13 yards in the air. So, I mean, it just doesn't even look like the same players.
You know, I mentioned to Coach Whittington, it helps that you played, I felt pretty good about the boys today in that they played a really tough Basalt team who could compete with anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And played them close. And then Moffat County went up to their place in Craig on a cold night, and if not for...
Atkin. Yeah.
The Rifle was in that game right to the end.
Right.
So.
Yeah, Atkin just had the game of his life
that
night. And, you know, I don't think anybody was stopping him then. That was his senior night, and he was just playing lights out.
And Moffat County is now done. They lost last night, so Jeremy Nix, last year the Huskies went 9-2, 2-1 in league.
Yeah, rifle numbers we haven't talked about yet. I mean, Saldivar is obviously the workhorse. He's had 15 carries, only 34 yards, but, you know, just regular chunks here and there. Gross has 48 yards on four carries, most of that being that one big 31-yard scramble. And he's only thrown it three times. He's 2 for 3 for 21 yards and that one touchdown that they have. But, you know, so you've seen what we're used to seeing from Rifle, you know, Saldivar being the workhorse, getting most of the carries and doing it one little chunk at a time. But I think it's that that's opening up the other options. You know, I expect to see in the second half probably some more of that play action. Yeah, we're going to hand it to Saldivar, and then we're going to end up dumping it off to somebody else because the defense is keen off this one guy.
Right. Looking back to that 2004 season when the Bears won the state championship under Coach Daryl Gorham, he beat Harrison, Eagle Valley, Steamboat, Delta. Glenwood beat him on a field goal, 15-14. Remember that game vividly. My son Boyd was on that Glenwood team. Lost to Palisade. There's two losses in a row, 35-31. Came back, beat Roaring Fork, lost to Moffitt County, beat Cortez, beat Battle Mountain, and then first-round playoff game, they upset Florence here in Florence at the old high school, 21-20. And that was the beginning of a magical postseason run for the Bears. They beat Conifer 38-22 at home. Jack and I called that game on a sunny day. Then they beat Niwot, as I mentioned, at Longmont High School in a blizzard. And Jack and I called that game on a couple of flip phones because our equipment just petered out. And I said, all right, Jack, how much battery you got? I got enough battery. Okay, we're going to use my phone for the first half and his phone for the second half. And he just tapped me on the shoulder when he has something to say. And it was snowing to beat the band, I'm telling you. And no room in the booth. We looked like a couple of abominable snowmen. And they upset Niwot 23-20, the most amazing game. Niwot, as I mentioned, had three or four kids headed for D1 schools. And then state championship at home, as it should be, not this neutral site business, but at Bears Stadium, they beat Sterling 7-6 for the state title. And coming out of the West Slope as a fourth-place team, an amazing run. Saw Daryl about a month or two ago. It's good to catch up with him. So Florence will get the ball to start the second half. Chewy Martinez deep to receive. And Javi Diaz, what a stud he is. The run that we thought was going to be a first down on a bad snap. Picked it up and bowled his way for the first down, but they called it back because of a personal foul. But ended up getting off a great punt. And Javi tees it up. Right now the ball's don't breathe. It's still on the tee.
Yeah.
Here's the kick. Start the second half. Here we go. It's a low kick, kind of a squib. It bounces to 15, picked up at the 10. Chewy Martinez makes a couple of nice moves, and running back the other way, and he went backwards, and good response by the kickoff coverage team for the Rifle Bears. Ends up being a 9-yard return as Isaac Valencia made the tackle. 7-0 Bears, second half just underway.
All right, let's see if Rifle's defense can keep up what they were doing in the first half.
Paxton at quarterback in the shotgun. Takes the snap. Wants to throw on first down. Running to his right. Being chased on his back heel. Almost picked off by Cade Street, and he pounds the turf. Oh, my goodness. That would have been a pick six. All 6'6" of him stretched out and got it with his left hand. Tried to tip it to himself.
Well, and what a position for him to be in. He's playing this right defensive end, and he got
good
pressure
point,
on him. And as Paxton comes out to the right, you know, Cade goes into a more of a pursuit angle and is in position to almost pick off that desperation throw.
Second down and 10 for the Huskies. Opening drive the second half. Paxton rolling to his left. Here comes pressure.
They lost the
ball. The ball is dropped. He picks it up. He's able to recover it. Again, Cade Street bringing the pressure along with Troy Matea.
Yeah, I think it was Matea that got his hand in there and poked that ball out.
Yep. And again, the rifle defense has just been outstanding.
Looks like he lost, what, 3 yards on that? He's at the six, they're at the 16 now on that fumble.
So third down and 14 for the Huskies. Trips right. Paxton rolls to his right. Here comes pressure from the backside. He throws off his back foot and just tosses it out of bounds. Nowhere to go.
Yep.
Great defense again. The Bears going to get it back near midfield.
Yeah, tosses it way out of bounds, all the way behind the bench, out on the track behind Rifle. You know, he's just not able. He's been pressured. It looks a lot like what we saw with Glenwood a lot, where, you know, Sandoval was just running for his life on every play. Glenwood's pressure has been fantastic.
Logan Gross right at midfield to take the punt, low punt, end over end. It'll take a good bounce, but Gross is going to let it go. And they'll blow it dead at the Rifle 49-yard line. So good field position for the Bears for their first possession of the second half. 7-0 Rifle, 10:42 to go in the half. The team at Wingnuts in Rifle are cheering on the Rifle Bears today. Locally owned, Wingnuts serves at American cuisine in a friendly, casual atmosphere. Enjoy dining inside on the outside patio or place your order to go. Wingnuts, it's where the locals go. Wingnuts wishes the Rifle Bears all the best in today's game. They lead 7-0.
Yeah, it was a low snap on that punt. You know, he was lucky to scoop it up and had to rush the kick.
Gross takes the snap, hands it off to Saldivar, trying to bust it outside. Nowhere to go, and he's going to be dropped for maybe a 1 or 2 yard loss. Looks like 2 yards.
22 Saldivar.
And Saldivar stopped there by Ryan Howard. 1 yard loss, second down and 11 at the 48 of Rifle. Basalt leading Woodland Park 3-0 early first quarter. Second down and 11 for the Bears. Two receivers to the near side. Gross takes the snap, rolls to his right, sets up, wants to run it. Looking for some room and able to bring it, carry it up to the 45-46 of Florence.
46.
Tackle from behind. That'll bring up third down and 5 for the Bears.
Tackle for the Huskies.
Yeah, that was just, you know, broken protection. I think Logan did want to throw that ball. It wasn't designed to be a keeper. He just kind of had to scramble out there and get what he could.
Third and 5 at the 46 Florence. 7-0 Bears. Second half just underway. Gross in the shotgun. 3 receiver set. Short drop throws incomplete. Almost picked off. Pass was intended for Austin Bolin. And the Bears left the punt it away. Ski season is here. Stop into Summit Canyon Mountaineering for the best winter in ski gear. With locations at Glenwood Springs and Grand Junction, you'll be sure to find everything you need, like boots, poles, helmets, and more to start shredding the hills like a pro. Summit Canyon Mountaineering. 9:07 to go in the third quarter. 7-0 Rifle. And Diaz back to punt. Good snap. Gets the punt away. A little pressure come. Nice spiral. It'll bounce at the 11 and roll out of bounds at the 9. Boy, that's beautiful placement. Javi Diaz is the man today. I mean, he just aimed it.
Yeah, he took one bounce and headed straight for the sideline.
That was perfect.
Like it was trained.
Yeah. A lot of college and NFL teams would love that. Can you just place one inside the 5, please? That was excellent.
Oh, and by the way, in case it's a bad snap, the big man can run,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah. So first and 10 Huskies are second possession at their own 9-yard line. 9:02 to go, third quarter. Paxton, the quarterback, takes a snap, fakes the handoff, rolls, runs to his left. It's a keeper, and he's brought down. A great tackle on the edge.
Levi with the keeper.
I think he's lost a yard on that one.
And a wonderful tackle by Sterling Cook. He just aimed low, grabbed him around the ankles, and said, "You're not going anywhere." Beautiful tackle. Again, the tackling's been marvelous today for the Bears. Loss of 1 second and 11. This stout Husky offense, they've been frustrated all afternoon. Still anybody's game with a 7-0 lead for the Bears. Three receivers to the right, one to the near side. Paxton checks over the D, takes the snap, back to throw, rolls to his left, pressure comes. He's running across the 10 to the 15, chased out of bounds, short of the first down.
Boy, that's going to be close.
That is going to be close.
I think they're giving it to him.
Oh, wow. Jesus Martinez chased him out of bounds.
That's only the second first down for
that's
the Huskies.
That's incredible. And we're at the 8-10 mark in the third quarter. Please. Incredible. Trips right, one to the near side. Paxton takes the snap, hands it off. Nowhere to go. For number 22, Lincoln Nix.
There, I wouldn't be surprised if they mark him as a loss.
They're going to say no gain.
No gain.
Second down and 10. The defensive front for Rifle has been superb. Troy Matea.
Also early in the third
Cade
quarter,
Street.
Montezuma Cortez and Elizabeth Eli
Davison.
7-0.
Trips to the right, one to the near side, second and 10. Paxton takes a snap, quick hitch pass to the left side. To number two, Chewy Martinez, and he doesn't go very far.
Zy Cornwell out to about the 26.
Was that Cornwell?
That was number three, Cornwell. Okay. Yeah, that's the first pass they've thrown to him. He was their leading receiver coming into this game.
Yeah, actually, a pretty good gain, a gain of six. Third down and four. Josiah Cornwell did, but they call him Cy. Third down and four for the Huskies. Paxton rolls to his right, wants to run it. He's got the first down and more. Paxton across the 25, flag is thrown, coming back. As he carries into Rifle territory, Gross makes the tackle out of bounds. And pats his counterpart on the head, says, "I think it's coming back."
There's two flags on the field. We've got one here at the 34-yard line. Then we've got another one on the Rifle sideline at the 48-yard line. It's going to be interesting. And here comes the meeting, the confab.
Yeah. Let's see if I can zoom in and read their lips. Uh-huh. No mayonnaise, mustard.
Yeah.
Swiss cheese.
And then we're going to stop by and pick up some milk on the way home.
Holding Florence.
Okay.
And a sideline warning against Rifle.
Okay.
So they're
going to go from
the
34-yard line where the hold was.
From the spot of the foul.
And they're going to back him up 10 yards from there. So that means it's going to be what, third and five from the 24?
Yeah. Okay, we got it all sorted out. 7-0 Bears, 6:45 to go, third quarter. Third down and five for the Huskies. Back to throw is Paxton. Running to his right, being chased. Launches one off his back foot. He's got a man downfield. It is incomplete. Logan Gross defending. Cy Cornwell, the intended receiver.
I think that... Yeah, the Husky fans were wanting a PI on that, but I mean, Logan was going for the ball, and their feet got tangled up. Incidental contact out there.
So fourth down, and the Huskies have to punt it away.
Well, seeing a little more life from the Husky offense on this drive.
Yeah.
Bertha zero.
Gross back to receive the punt. Rugby-style kick. Pretty good kick. Kind of a knuckleball. Gross backpedaling. Takes it like a Willie Mays-style catch, and he is going to be brought down at the 28-yard line. That was a nice catch by Gross, but good coverage.
A punt of 42 yards
by the Huskies. 7-0 rifle. 6:22 to go in the third quarter.
At their 29.
Florence was not in the playoffs last year. Eaton ended up winning the state championship, beating Brush 26-14 in 2021. Second possession for the Bears here in the second half. They lead 7-0 at their own 28. Gross takes the snap, turns and pitches to Saldivar. Nowhere to go. Able to.
It's going to gain maybe one on that one.
Able to dive forward for, yeah, like a yard.
Yeah, they're going to mark him right at the 30.
Yeah, just barely a yard. Second down and 9.
Yeah, once again, we see Saldivar. I mean, he's 17 carries, only 34 yards. So he's averaging 2 yards a carry. Just not a whole lot there, but, you know, just enough to keep him moving.
Gross staring into the sun, takes the shotgun snap, hands it out to Saldivar, getting off Valencia.
Isaac Valencia with the carry.
And a yard or two, that's going to bring a third long. Basalt leading Woodland Park 10-0, late first quarter. Five 18 left in the third. 7-0 Bears. Big third down for Rifle. So they're deep in their own territory. At their own 32.
You know, my heart just says a screen or something here. I mean, you know these defensive linemen are going to be coming as hard as they can on third and 7. If you just drop a screen in right behind them.
Yeah, yeah.
Timeout on the field.
And Rifle calls timeout. Their first timeout of the second half. They lead 7-0, 4:56 to go in the third quarter. This is KMTS. 7-0 Bears with 4:56 to go in the third quarter. Third down and 7 for Rifle. They have the ball at their own 32-yard line. They call the timeout. We'll see what they drew up.
Yeah, this is an important play here. I mean, Rifle's got to get some momentum going in this second half. They haven't been able to just yet.
Just get a feeling 7 points is just not enough. Gross throws. Caught. Oh, off the hands.
Yeah, hit immediately as soon as the ball got there.
And Sterling Cook was there and right at the first down marker, but he got belted as soon as the ball touched his hand, so the Bears have to punt it away. And we're looking to Big Hobby to get a boomer here. You know, the Huskies have some dangerous return men, especially in Chewy Martinez.
Hello.
Howard and Martinez back for the Huskies.
There's always a little guy that has to talk into
our mic. Punt is away. Pressure came, almost blocked. End over end punt taken by Martinez at the 35. Takes it middle, now takes it outside.
Oh, they're trying to get the ball out of his hands.
Yeah.
Wow. That was close.
He's able to carry it up to the 42-yard line.
Yeah, Parker Miller, you know, reached in as he was running by, grabbed that arm with the ball, almost pulled the ball out.
7-0 Bears, 4:42 remaining in the third quarter. Seems like yesterday the Bears scored, and so far it's held up because of this incredible defense being played by Rifle. Paxton, the quarterback, in the shotgun. Two receivers near side, one to the far side. Lincoln Nix to his left. Back to throw. Rolling to his right. Now stopping. Backpedaling. Throwing. Was it picked off? No, almost. They're going to call.
We got a flag.
Flag was thrown. Omar Silva thought he had close to a pick. He was defending, and the flag thrown near him.
Are they going to say he got there early? Oh, it's going to go against. It's going to go against Florence.
Illegal or ineligible receiver downfield.
And Rifle's declining it.
Second and ten.
That's the third penalty on Florence that has been declined in this game. They've only had one 10-yard holding penalty actually count against them.
.435 to go. Third quarter. Still 7-0 Rifle. Paxton brings him out in the shotgun. Two receivers left, one to the right. Takes the snap, hands it off to Nix. And Nix, zip.
Yeah, they're going to give him maybe one or two.
Run defense has been great for Rifle. Their tackling has been excellent.
Yeah, going to give him 2 yards on that, up to the 44-yard line.
Third down and eight.
Man.
Castillo's in on the tackle for Rifle.
Nix is only averaging a yard a carry. He's had 8 carries for 9 yards so far.
This after averaging almost 8 yards a carry.
Yeah. Averaging 100 and something yards per game.
Yeah.
Nowhere near that in this one.
Two wide left. And the receiver on the left, that no one covering him. Paxton throws. It is caught. Was it a catch? Yes. An incredible catch.
No, the far side ref had a better view, and he said it touched the ground.
Colin Finningsmeyer insists he caught the ball, but they're saying no catch. He trapped it.
Yep.
I think the Husky sideline, they were saying as a complete pass with their hearts, but not seeing it with their eyes.
From this side, there was no way we couldn't see through his body to see it. It was the sideline ref all the way from Rifle sideline that called it off, said that it was a trap.
So the Huskies out to punt it away again. Logan Gross back to receive around his own 25. Rugby-style kick. Great punt.
Yeah.
That's going to bounce around the 6-yard line. So the Bears deep in a hole. They lead 7-0. Anybody's ball game. 3:34 to go in the third quarter. Basalt leading Woodland Park 10-6. Montezuma Cortez and Elizabeth all tied at 7. The winner of this game will play the winner of that game next week. Gross breaks him from the huddle. He's going to take the snap around his 1-yard line. Takes it, hands it off to Saldivar. Saldivar churning the legs, gets across the 10 to the 11-yard line. Give him a little breathing room. Second down and 5. Again, we got to give hats off to the Rifle offensive line. After that opening series, they've done an excellent job.
Yep.
And Nicholas would be the first one to credit his O-line.
Well, on that one, Saldivar kind of was pushing his offensive lineman. He kind of pushed him down in front of him.
Three receivers near side. Gross hands it off to Saldivar. And Gross got slung to the turf after he had the ball off.
Yeah.
Where's the flag? And Logan's shaken up.
Big number 3, Cy Cornwell. Throwing him down, and he's holding
Logan's hurt.
He's holding his right shoulder.
That was. Oh, you can hear some Rifle fans. They're not happy with the no call, and Logan is really hurt. He's holding that right arm. He's hunched over. Oh, man. Bear fans are livid. So in at quarterback, handoff to Valencia.
Isaac Valencia.
Not enough for the first down. Logan Gross still on the sideline.
Three on the play, going to bring up a fourth and two for the Bears. Quay Van Houten and Gunnar Bassetti in on the tackle for the Huskies.
So fourth and a yard. Bears have to punt it away, and Florence is going to get the ball back in good field position. Unless Javi Diaz can get up another boomer here.
Javier Diaz set to kick it away for the Bears.
Takes the snap at his own 2-yard line, gets the kick away. Martinez takes it at the 50. He's going to the, coming to the near side, being chased. Gets to the 45, stiff arms a man and shoved out of bounds.
Martinez with the return takes it
by Zane Cusero.
Down to the 40-yard line.
Carries to the 40-yard line.
37 yards, a return of 9. The first down and 10 for the Huskies in Bear territory at the 40. Zane Cusero in on the tackle.
7-0 Bears, minute 40 to go in the third quarter. And Logan Gross is back out there. That's a good sign, playing defense. Yeah. The way he was acting, maybe hyperextended his elbow a little bit.
Or it looked like he might have got a stinger being flung down. Sometimes you land on your shoulder,
yeah.
your arm goes dead on you.
Trips right. Paxton, little pitch. It's a halfback pass. Pass is incomplete, and Gross defending. And the receiver, the intended receiver, Cy Cornwall, is sighing. Like, why didn't you throw the flag? He's insisting pass interference, but no call there. Second and 10 for the Huskies at the rifle 40-yard line. 7-0 Bears. Clock continues to wind down here in the third quarter.
Cornwell's a big receiver. I know he plays defensive end and that kind of thing, but he's got to be 6'4", 6'5". So we've got some confusion on the Huskies.
Yeah.
Not sure receivers where to line up. Not knowing where to go.
Chewy Martinez has to run off. He would have been the 12th man. They take the snap. Paxton runs it. He's hit hard and gets across the 35 to the 33-yard line.
33-yard line. A pickup of 7 on the
7-yard pickup. Troy Matea in on the tackle. For a rifle, third down and 3 for the Huskies. Minute 12 to go. Here in the third quarter, 7-0 rifle.
Still some confusion on Huskies.
Hand off to Nix. He's got the first down and more. Down to the 25. They're going to mark him at the 25. First and 10, Florence, and they're starting to pick things up offensively. They've been shut out so far. 45 seconds ago in the third quarter, Cade Street coming out for a breather.
That's the longest run of the night for Nix, 8 yards.
First and 10, Florence, at the 25 of the Bears. Paxton takes the snap, hands it off to Nix, left side. Finds a little room. It's across the 20, down to the 18-yard line.
Nix with the carry down to about the 18-yard line. Pickup of 7 on the play. Going to bring up a 2nd and 3 for the Huskies.
So that's what I was talking about earlier, that, you know, that third down 2 drives ago really was a kind of a momentum play for Rifle, and we see the momentum swinging towards Florence.
And the ball's dropped. A bad exchange, and Nick's able to fall on the ball. That's going to be a loss on the play, a yard or two. Make it a loss of 3. That's it for the third quarter. Rifle Bears still pitching a shutout. 7-0 Rifles. We go to the fourth quarter in this state playoff game. This is KMTS. Florence High School, state playoff football, the first round. The Rifle Bears leading the Florence Huskies 7-0 as we go to the fourth quarter. Bears up. Huskies have the ball. Third down and 7. Hand off to Nix, and Nix has got the first down across the 15 down to the 13-yard line.
The
Huskies, their best field position and the biggest threat of the day. Looking to tie up this game.
First down and 10 for the Huskies from the Bears.
Salt leading Woodland Park in the first half, 17-7. Devlin and Alamosa tied at 7. First and 10, Huskies. Paxton in the shotgun. Two receivers to the right. Counter play right side, and Cade Street wraps him up and pounds into the turf.
Looks like he's going to lose yard on that one.
Cade Street just bear hugged him. Pun intended.
Yeah.
Second down and 11 for the Huskies.
Had him wrapped up on the play for the Bears.
Cade's a beast.
Yeah, he's. We talk about in baseball, he's the biggest catcher we've ever seen. You know, he's down in his catching stance, and he's, you know, 3 foot two, and then he stands up, and he's 8 foot seven.
Yeah. So. Second and 11 for the Huskies. 7-0 Bears, fourth quarter just underway. Paxton takes the pistol snap, rolls to his right. He's got time, throws for the end zone. He's got a man open. It is caught.
It's going to be out of bounds.
Touchdown, they're saying touchdown, Huskies.
His left foot was on the out of bounds.
But there is no replay.
Yeah.
They call a touchdown. Lucas A. Noose with the touchdown. And the Huskies are a point after from tying this game up. At the 10:48 mark. Are they going to go for two?
You know, smart play if they can get it, because this is such a battle back and forth. It's not like scores are – no, they're kicking it.
Okay. Snap is good, placement good, kick is up, and it is right down the middle. We are tied at 10:48 to go in the ball game. 7-7, Huskies and Rifle. We got a classic. This is KMTS. Welcome back to Florence High School. We have a tie ball game, 7-7. Rifle had the lead, 7-0 for about three quarters, and then Florence finally got something going with the 10:48 mark in the fourth quarter. They tied up on a 14-yard pass from Paxton. Levi Paxton to Lucas A. Noose. And we thought from our vantage point, it looked like he was out of bounds.
You know, it's one thing, you know, to get 1 foot in bounds and that kind of thing, and then and call that a score. But his left foot was standing outside of the boundary, on out of bounds when he caught it. So it's not like he just tapped a foot down. He was already out of bounds when he caught the ball. But no replay, so we'll just have to go with what was called on the field.
7-7. Here we go. Bears offense has kind of slowed down. Here's the kick, high and short. And Silva let it go right through his hands. He picks it up at the one, escapes the first tackler, up the right sideline. Silva at the 20, the 25. Silva's got room. He's always upended at the 5-yard line. Holy cow, and a flag is thrown. That's going to be unsportsmanlike. Silva, it went right through his arms. It just dropped dead at the one. He picked it up and managed to get across the 30. He had one man to beat, otherwise he was gone. Let's see what the play, the flag is. He went airborne as he got cut.
Yeah.
And the Bears are marching back.
See, and this is what drives a coach crazy. You have a good play. This is the second time we've had a fantastic special teams play, and now it's going to back up 15 yards
because
of somebody who can't control their own.
Yeah.
Whether they're talking, whether they're demonstrating. We saw a punt run get called back, and now here we just lost 10 yards.
So back to the 19-yard line. Great return by Silva. Seven score, 10:38 remaining in regulation. Three receiver set. Gross takes the snap, wants to run it up the middle. Goes right, goes left, spins around, and is finally toppled after a 2-yard gain. Give him more than that. Give him a 4-yard gain.
About four on the
second
play.
Down at six.
23, second and
putting
seven.
Him at the 23. All right.
Yeah.
Jesse Lutz and Gunner.
Forward progress.
On the tackle for the Huskies.
Huskies not playing anyone deep. Playing the run game here. Gross back to throw. Throws to the flats. Pass is caught. It's a first down. It's Brandon Marquez with the catch, and the run after catch gives him the first down. Near the Bears sideline. Gain of 10 on that pass. A little pitch and catch. Cornwell with the tackle. 7-7 score. First round playoff game. Winner playing the Elizabeth Montezuma winner. First and 10 Bears. Gross hands it off to Saldivar over right tackle. Picks up about 3. Gets to the 37-yard line of Rifle. Give him a 5-yard gain. Well, once they peel the bodies away, I can't quite tell. Yeah. But, that's good running by Nicholas. Second and 5. Boy, exactly what they need is get 4, 5, 6 yards a chunk. March down the field, chew up the clock.
Chew up 5, 6 minutes, get a score at the end. And remember, Rifle has a kicking game. We don't know that the Huskies do.
Gross takes a snap. Kind of a delayed.
Yeah, that handoff.
Kind of a draw play almost.
Well, it's that read handoff, and they're just taking too long to make a decision. It basically stops Saldivar in the backfield.
Gain of 1, third down and 4 for the Bears. We're tied at 7. Long huddle here for the Bears. They break out, get up to the line. Third down and 4. Gross scans the D. Junior quarterback takes the snap. Pulls it out, runs it left side. Makes a move. He's wrapped up, trying to reach forward for the first down. He's still fighting. He might have
it.
I think he got it. That was an amazing, gutsy run by Logan Gross.
Oh, it's so dangerous the way he kept trying to put the ball out to try to get that first down. But he was still standing up. That was a fumble waiting to happen.
Incredible run by Logan Gross. He was wrapped up around the legs and just kept moving. 8:07 to go in regulation. Wind kicking up. 7-7 score. State playoff game. This is a classic. First and 10 Bears at their own 45. Takes the snap. Gross hands it off to Saldivar up the middle. And that scrum goes for about 2 yards. Second and 8. The team in Wingnuts in Rifle cheering on the Rifle Bears today. Locally owned, Wingnuts serves up American cuisine in a friendly, casual atmosphere. Enjoy dining inside on the outside patio or place your order to go. Wingnuts, it's where the locals go. Wingnuts wishes the Rifle Bears all the best in today's game. Tied at 7, 7:20 to go. Look at here come the tumbleweeds, the tumbling tumbleweeds. And some staff members trying to retrieve them. That could cause a problem in the middle of the play, you know?
Yeah. Like I said, I'm just waiting for one of them to wrap around a player's legs.
Gross claps, takes a snap, quick throw, hitch pass left side, pass complete to Joel Valencia. Valencia up the left sideline. First down. It's finally driven out of bounds.
Man, and that was an awesome block by Cage Street coming up. It was, just one of those lateral passes, just no gained yardage on the reception itself, and Cage Street just came up and just flattened the corner out here, breaking him free for that first down.
This is just a methodical, systematic drive by the Rifle Bears, taking time off the clock, under 7 minutes to go, tied at 7. Gross takes the snap, hands off to Saldivar over right tackle. Finds a little hole, gets to the 40-yard line. Ski season is here. Stop into Summit Canyon Mountaineering for the best winter and ski gear. Locations at Glenwood Springs and Grand Junction. You'll be sure to find everything you need, like boots, poles, helmets, and more to start shredding the hills like a pro. Summit Canyon Mountaineering. Gain of two there for Saldivar. Second down and eight at the 40-yard line of Florence.
An update from Elizabeth. Montezuma Cortez 21, Elizabeth 7.
Boy, Montezuma Cortez taken to Elizabeth 21-7. Rifle Oliver already beat Cortez early in the season. Gross takes the snap, hands it off to Saldivar, puts his head down, churning the legs, nowhere to go, no gain. That'll bring up third down and eight.
To the 40, he's going to bring up a third and eight for the Bears. Gunnar Bassetti had it wrapped up on the tackle for the Huskies.
Ball near the left hash mark.
Play action pass here. You got to wonder, are they going to just keep handing it off to Saldivar? I mean, he's averaging 2 yards a carry.
Yeah.
It's third and eight here. We got to do something different. Get him keying off of him, and then even if it's letting Logan roll out to his right, and you got Trips to the right, one of them is going to be open.
Trips right. Here we go. Third and eight. Gross takes the snap, rolls to his right, throws. It is incomplete and almost intercepted. Coach Ryan Whittakin, his hands in the air, insisting that it was pass interference. No call, and the Bears have to punt it away after a long, time-consuming drive. But the Huskies, their offense playing with confidence now. They'll get the ball back.
Javier Diaz coming in to punt it away for the Bears. Back deep. For the Huskies, Noah Howard and Chuy Martinez.
Well, the defender was all over the receiver's back.
Yep.
I tend to agree with Coach Whittington. Low snap. Javi gets the punt away. Pressure comes, gets it away, and it's going to bounce at the one and into the end zone for a touchback. Javi trying to do one of his patented coffin corner kicks. Couldn't quite get it. Speaking of punting, great punting, the late Ray Guy passed away this past week. You know, the top collegiate punter is awarded with the Ray Guy Award. Ray Guy, Hall of Fame punter.
Start of the fourth quarter there, Montezuma Cortez 21.
Sometimes outkicked his coverage. But I think the only punter drafted in the first round by the Oakland Raiders died this week at 71. Whistles blow before the play. And
illegal substitution. Do they have 12 men out there? Oh, yeah, there's still 12 men on the field.
Yeah.
Count them up. Coach has got his hands up in the air. Count the guys. You're about to do it again. Nobody's come off yet. There's still 12 guys on the field.
Penalty was for 12 men on the field.
And now finally someone coming off.
I was going to say, that you better do something about it. You're going to keep, back up even further.
5:25 to go in the regulation. Tied at 7. Winner move on to the second round. Paxton takes the snap, hands it off to Nix. Nix trying to cut upfield, and boy, just great pursuit by the rifle defense.
Yeah, gains maybe a yard.
Yep.
This Florence O-line, they're pretty stout. Probably averaging 230 up front.
Number 59, Troy
Matea on the tackle. We've been calling his name a lot today. Gain of two, second down, and
gain of one.
Second down to 14 for the Huskies.
But I tell you what, if Rifle could get a stop here, get a decent punt, they could be starting even on the Husky side of the field the last couple minutes.
Paxton rolls to his left, sets up, throws off his back foot. Pass is trap. Incomplete. It was a trap.
Yep.
Martinez held the ball. Come on, you're going to give it to me? And the ref says, absolutely not. Nope, no catch.
Well, that one, the ref had a perfect view of it about 5 yards in front of him.
So third down and 14 for Florence. Tied at 7, 4:32 left in regulation. And timeout, Florence. That's their second timeout.
Timeout on the field.
4:32 remaining first in regulation. All tied at 7.
Number 2, Eaton, over number 15, Bennett, 45-14.
Back to Florence High School. 4:32 remaining in regulation. All tied at 7. Rifle and the Florence Huskies. And a third down and 14 for the Huskies. Big play here. Bears need to get this ball back. Paxton in the pistol. Takes the snap. Rolls to his left. Pressure comes. And Cade Street chasing him down. He gets the ball away. It is incomplete. Just throwing. A desperate heave out of bounds, and the Bears will get it back near midfield.
Wow, what a play by Cade Street. Tell you what, Cade Street is having a killer of a game.
Yeah, I mean, he is just both foaming at the mouth.
Yeah, both him and Matea. There was a defensive game ball to give away. Give it to those two, let them share it.
Logan Gross back. Around his own, about the Florence 47 to receive the punt. Rugby style kick, end over end. Gross calls for a fair catch.
Fair catch on the punt.
Yep. So going to get it at the 48 of Florence.
All tied at 7, 4:20 left in the in regulation. Bears scored back in the first quarter with 4:50 remaining. Pass to Saldivar on a play-action fake. And led 7-0 most of the game until Florence finally came back and tied it up with 10:48 to go in the fourth on a pass from Paxton to Noose. Bunch formation to the right. Gross pitches to Saldivar, right side. Saldivar knifes his way through the Florence defense and able to get some big yards there. Gain of 5, second down and 5. Ball at the 43 of Florence.
Boy, that wind has not let up one bit this entire game.
Two receivers left, one to the right. Gross a little bit deeper for the snap, takes the snap, steps back, finds a hole, now runs outside. Now shifts gears, goes the right side, and Gross has the first down. 25, he's the 20, he's the 15, he's the 10, and finally forced out of bounds. First and goal, Bears.
Wow.
Are you kidding me?
That's just Logan Gross making something out of nothing
that
there.
That was amazing.
He wanted to roll to his left because that was kind of a coverage. It was looking like it was going to be a coverage sack. Rolls to his left. There's nothing there. Breaks it to the right. Gets all the way down to the 5-yard line.
Was that a 40-yard gain?
Close, 38.
38 yards. Holy mackerel. Logan Gross getting it done. Play. He had nowhere to go on the left side. Switch gears, change directions, and took it to the 5-yard line. First and goal. Bears trying to take the lead with 3:29 to go. Now he's under center.
Timeout.
Timeout.
Rifle.
Yeah. Rifle. First timeout. We'll take a race. In regulation, 7-7 score. The Bears knocking on the door. This is KMTS. First and goal, Bears. We are tied at 7 here in this first-round playoff game. The Bears looking to take the lead. Ball at the 5. Gross's 38-yard run. The Bears bring their second timeout. Gross under center. Split backs. Die play to Saldivar. And trying to muscle his way down.
That wasn't Saldivar.
Oh, I'm sorry, Valencia.
Valencia, yeah.
Isaac Valencia. He'll be the workhorse next year. He's a sophomore.
Got it down to the 2-yard line.
Yep. Second down and goal from the 2. Coming up on the 3-minute mark in regulation.
Yeah,
split backs again.
When they go to the split back, both of them are in a 3-point stance.
Gross. Long count. Die play again. Valencia. And he's inside the one. I mean, this is just tailor-made. If they can punch it in. This is just amazing. Number 14 rifle against number 3 Florence. And Bears fans on their feet, the ones that made the trip, hoping for an upset. Gross under center, split backs again. Keeper by Gross.
He's got it.
He's got it. Touchdown, in. Rifle, you betcha!
That is just, that's Logan Gross and his long frame, his long arms. He basically just stood up and shoved his arms forward across the goal line. Didn't even have to move his feet very much because that line wasn't going very far.
Rifle takes the lead, 13-7. Javi Diaz on for the extra point. Placement, kick, bullseye, right down the middle, 14-7. Rifle, 2:19 left in this first-round playoff game. Can the Bears defense hold up? This is KMTS. We're back to Florence High School, the Rifle Bears. The defense can hold up. They've been up to the task all day. They're 2 minutes and 19 seconds away from advancing to round 2 in the playoffs and pulling off a huge upset. The number 14 Bears leading 14-7 of the number 3 Florence Huskies. Logan Gross with a quarterback keeper, and he got that 6'8", 7'2" frame over the goal line.
Whatever it is, about 4 foot long arms, reached over that goal line.
And the key play getting it down there was Logan's 38-yard run on what looked like a busted play. He is some kind of athlete. Javi Diaz has been terrific today. Tees it up. Here's the kick, high and short. It's going to go out of bounds, so Florence is going to get the ball at the 35.
I think the wind had quite a bit to play in that.
Yeah.
The wind is coming across the field, and that's the way the ball definitely was affected by it.
So Florence has Bears have one timeout remaining. Florence has two left.
The ball will be placed at the 35-yard line of the Huskies. Come on,
Green! Yeah, guys. For tapping on it. Okay. Oh, we got another Lou. No. Leave it alone. All right. Thank you, Junior.
Little first, boys can't help it.
First and 10 Huskies. Back to throw is Paxton. Wants to run it. Paxton's got room, 40, 45, and ushered out of bounds. He's got the first down.
We got a flag back here. Is that going to be a – that's a prime position for a holding penalty.
There is a flag on the play.
A couple weeks ago at Summit, we had someone, a kid, just walk off with a microphone.
Yeah, I had to go chase him down.
What are you doing? Goes, I don't know.
Oh, sorry, man. I said, did you think microphones were just free today?
Yeah. It's going against Florence.
Yep, ooh, holding.
Wow. Oh, boy, does that hurt.
Yep.
So, all the way back to the 24. 14-7 rifle, 2:14 left in the ball game. Right now, Montezuma Cortez with a big lead over Elizabeth, trying to pull an upset there.
Hey, should I speak on it?
Okay, parents, control your kids, please. 14-7, rifle. That penalty makes it a first down and 20 for Florence. They put time on the back. They took
yeah,
time back
we're
on
back
the clock.
To 2:19.
Quick toss to the little wheel route by
pass is complete to Lincoln Nix.
Didn't get much.
28-yard line. Pick up a 4 on the play.
4-yard gain.
can bring up a second and 17 for the Huskies.
Second down and 17 for the Florence Huskies. Got out of bounds, stopped the clock at 2:13. Jeremy Nix, the head coach. His son Lincoln Nix. Levi Paxton in the pistol. Nix behind him. Three receivers to the left. Paxton, and a flag is thrown.
No play, flag on the play.
False start. It's going to be a false start on Florence.
Unbelievable. This is the third ranked team in the state. They're really having their troubles. Most of the flags have been against Florence. Rifles played a clean game for the most part.
Yeah, we've had two penalties on Rifle. This is the fourth accepted penalty on Florence. There's been at least three that have been declined as well. So a little breakdown in discipline here.
That brings it back to the 23-yard line of Florence. 2 minutes, 11 seconds to go in the game. 14-7 Bears. Paxton in the pistol. Sends a man in motion. Takes the snap. Pitch play. It's a halfback pass. And Cade Street with a huge tackle. Cade Street. The man has come to play. Gabe McGregor joining the fun. Oh, my goodness.
Huge loss.
Timeout called Florence. That was amazing. Cade Street with a big-time bear hug. It's third and a ton. Timeout, Florence. This is KMTS. And we're back to Florence High School. The Rifle Bear is a minute 56 seconds away from a big upset over the Florence Huskies, leading 14-7, and Cade Street with a huge tackle. And they Florence went with a halfback pass, and Martinez was gobbled up. Third down and about 30. Paxton, and a flag is thrown. And Florence is just beside themselves. And it's a timeout Rifle.
And final timeout.
Rifle burns their third and final timeout. Minute 55 left. And we'll keep it here. Keith had to run down and tell the little urchins to stay away from the microphone. 14-7 Rifle. Bears out of timeouts. All right. You straighten them out?
One of them looked at me like, "Don't hurt me, dude." What'd I miss?
Rifle called a timeout. They burned their third and final timeout. It's third and 30. You have a third and 30 in your playbook. Paxton running. Pass is incomplete. Boy, this is just stunning. Pass intended for Cornwell. Just a quick hitch pass. And now Huskies burn their last timeout. Minute 51 left in the game. 14-7 Bears. This is KMTS. Back to Florence High School. Both teams out of timeouts. The Bears with a 14-7 lead, a minute 51 left in the ball game. And Rifle about to upset the Florence Huskies unless something crazy happens. But the defense, I mean, you got the game ball goes to defense.
And oh, absolutely.
Maybe a game ball to Logan Gross and a game ball to Brett to Javi Diaz and, yeah. and to Cade Street and to Matea. Incredible. Huskies going for it, of course, fourth down. Paxson is going to heave one downfield. He's going to run it to the 20, 25, 30, 35, 40.
He didn't
He's
get
out
the
of
first
bounds.
Down.
Nope.
No, they got him at the 39-yard line. That's about 6 yards short of the first down.
Omar Silva forced him out of bounds. And the Bears can run a couple plays and call it good. Amazing. Bears taking their time. Both teams out of timeouts. 14-7 rifle. Minute 40 to go in the ball game. Bears have the ball at the 39 of Florence. That was a nice run by Paxton, but well short of the first.
Well, it was one of the strangest formations I've ever seen, too.
Logan Gross under center.
Delay of game
called against the Bears. Here we go. Gross. Second down. They take a knee. Minute 28 to go. Clock continues to run. Minute 20.
Yeah, Florence doesn't have any timeouts left.
Nope. Ball at the Florence 48-yard line. Rifle coach is watching the clock, telling Logan, don't snap it until...
Okay, the hand goes up.
Yep. Gross under center. Takes a knee. 55 seconds.
The third down for the Bears.
Third down. One more knee, and it's ball game. Gross takes a knee. That's it. The Rifle Bears are moving on to round two of the 2A state playoffs. How about that? Number 14 knocking off number two. And Florence players dejected, throwing their helmets to the turf. It's party time for the Rifle Bears. 14-7, the final score. And Rifle's going to host next week. All right, 14-7 the final. We'll total things up, and I'll see if I can run down to the field and get a word with Coach Ryan Whittington.
Sure, stick around. Let's give one more.
14-7 the final. Rifle over Florence. This is KMTS.
No, I didn't know that.
Huh. Welcome back to Florence, where the Rifle Bears have just upset the Florence Huskies 7-14. Rifle scored early on in the first quarter, got a 7-point lead, and then held that all the way through. Had a fantastic showing on defense, held the Huskies to about 31 yards in the first half, a total of only 4 first downs in the whole game. Ron has gone down to get some reactions from the Rifle coaches and players, but our field mic hasn't been working in this high wind position. High wind conditions here, so he's getting some recordings that we're going to be able to play before the next game. But so again, Rifle has upset the Florence Huskies 14-7 on a fantastic defensive performance. We saw there at the end, the Huskies did not score until the fourth quarter. Rifle was able to get the ball back with 3 minutes. About 3 minutes left, and score again on some fantastic plays by Logan Gross. So they are going to be moving on to the next the next stage of the playoffs. And when we come back, maybe we'll have some words from Coach Whittington. Ron's down there getting that right now. So we're going to take one more break, and we'll come back with totals and finals for this game. Again, Rifle upsetting the number 3 Florence Huskies, 14-7, and moving on. We'll keep it here at KMTS.
Well, wrapping things up from Florence High School, the Rifle Bears, 14 seed, beat the number 3 seed Florence Huskies in Florence, 14-7. Just an all-round gutsy performance by so many players. The defense was amazing. Caught up with our field mic cut out, so I caught up with Coach Ryan Whittington, who was all smiles. Congratulations, Coach.
Thank you.
Fantastic. 14 over a 3. Never a doubt.
Never a doubt. You know, I couldn't be more proud of our kids and our coaches, the way we prepared and the way we executed today. The circumstances of the weather weren't great by any means, but we battled through, and we got the job done when it needed to get done.
I don't know who to give the game ball to. The defense, to Logan, to Hobby. It just praises all around.
This is a total team effort, like I said, from the scout team to our number ones to our coaching staff. This is all about our town, our community, our high school. You know, we're just super proud to be a Rifle Bear today.
Guts, determination, no quitting at all. The defense was just astounded. Someone from the Florence radio station said that's the best defense we've seen.
Yeah, you know, Coach Davis and Coach Label put together a tremendous game plan. You know, I couldn't be more proud to have them on my staff. The preparation that they put in this week and having our guys dialed in as much as they were, it was just a testament to their hard work and their knowledge and their execution. It was just great.
Well, bring on the next opponent.
Yeah, bring it on, man. We're playing for another week.
All right, way to go, Coach. Coach Ryan Whittington, and game balls to everybody.
yeah, just all over the board.
Just incredible. So Montezuma Cortez, they beat Elizabeth, another upset there, a number 11 over number 6, 21-7. And I'm not sure if Rifle's going to host next week, since Cortez is a higher seed, or if the Bears get a chance to get a home game. I'm not sure. We'll see how things shape up when the brackets are finalized. But boy, what an incredible win! Logan Gross, one of the key plays, that 38-yard run on a busted play. He talked about that. Logan, tell me about this courageous win. What a team effort.
I think we did all pretty good. We all fought for it, especially at the end. We really wanted it. And in the end, we're just a better team. And, like, since the beginning of the season, we've been fighting for this. We wanted the first round win.
What about this defense?
Oh, it was amazing. We held them to one touchdown. We played a hard team. They're a really good team. I'm just happy we got the win.
One of the big plays, there are a lot of big plays, but that your 38-yard run to get you to first and goal for the go-ahead score. Tell me about that play.
Honestly, it was supposed to be a pass play, but I saw nothing open, and I just cut it back the other way, and it was a wide open field, got a couple good blocks, and almost got to the touchdown, and we scored the next couple plays.
Even Javi did a wonderful job punting the ball, even on a bad snap, ran one that should have been a first down, but, yeah. I mean, everyone contributed in some way.
Yeah, he booted the ball. I think it was pretty good. He kicked it. He's a really good kicker, and I enjoy having him on the team.
How much confidence does this team have beating a number 3 seed?
I think we have a lot of confidence. We're a really good team, struggled throughout the year, but we're all starting to blend together now.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, Logan Gross, the junior quarterback who did a marvelous – and I asked for the record. I said, what is your height, by the way? He goes, 6'5". I said, you know, we joked each week you got bigger and bigger, 6'8", 7'2". And officially he is 6'5".
Yeah, until basketball season comes up, then he'll be 6'8".
Yeah. 14-7, the final Rifle over Florence. Again, Montezuma Cortez, the next opponent for Rifle. They beat Elizabeth, big upset there, 21-7. Basalt in a tight one, 24-14. They have the lead over Woodland Park. I mentioned, you know, two kind of mid-round seeds. It could be a a surprise there, but Basalt's got the 10-point lead. That's in the third quarter. Well, I caught my breath finally. This was a fun one.
Yeah.
Just a classic grinded out game.
Numbers-wise, Rifle got slowed down a little bit in the second half. They ended up with 173 yards on the ground, 56 yards for Saldivar, 103 for Logan Gross on those scrambles and those big plays there. Logan also went 4-for-8 for 43 yards and one touchdown in the air. But here's the real story. The real story is Rifle's defense holding Florence, who, I mean, they were averaging hundreds of yards a game, held them to 71 total yards on the ground and held Paxton to 6-of-14 for 38 yards and one touchdown in the air. So just a fantastic performance on defense, just not letting them. I mean, we talked about 31 total yards in the first half. Yeah. You know, they got a little bit more going in the second half, which you can always expect that. There's going to be some adjustments made and that kind of thing. But just a fantastic performance on defense. And that last drive, a little bit was Florence shooting themselves in the foot. They had a couple penalties, but there was also a big tackle for loss and just made it a short field.
K Street, what a game he had.
Oh, yeah.
Matea, just so many players we could name that just had wonderful games and all contributed to this amazing victory, 14-7 over the Florence Huskies. And, again, thanks to the great hospitality shown by the folks here at Florence, giving us room in the booth and being so gracious. Appreciate that, and congratulations on your great season. It has to end.
Yeah.
And, a lot of people bummed, but they were very congratulatory to us, so really appreciate their good sportsmanship. Appreciate that. Next week, don't know game times yet or a venue, but I'll be out of town going to see some family for a couple of days, middle of this week, right after, a couple days after the election. Going to take a little break, and so Pat or somebody will fill in admirably, I'm sure.
We'll get her done.
Get her done. That's right. Man, this is a fun one. I want to thank our sponsors, as always. Appreciate your support. Flooring America, Mr. Vat Cleaning and Restoration, Alpine Bank, Berthod Select, Bank of Colorado, Western Slope McDonald's, Carl Ciani, State Farm Insurance, Big Horn Toyota, Grand River Health, Summit Canyon Mountaineering, and Wingnuts of Rifle. And, again, thanks for all your support. And KMTS football coverage continues. The playoffs continue into next week. Round two, Rifle and Montezuma Cortez. Time and a place, we'll let you know as soon as we find out. 14-7, the final score. For Keith Harris, Ron Milhorn, saying so long from Florence High School. Again, our final score, Rifle 14 and the Florence Huskies 7. Coming up later tonight, it's the CSU Rams at San Jose State on KMTS. Have a great afternoon, great evening, wonderful weekend. Go out and vote. Keep it tuned to KMTS.